Okay, call the meeting to order. We have a, actually, let's do a roll call first, thank you.
Chair Collins.
Here.
Legislator Kovacs.
Here.
Legislator Lips.
Here.
Legislator McCullough could not make it. Legislator Nolan.
Here.
Legislator Sperry.
Here.
Legislator Uchitel.
Here.
You have quorum.
Thank you. So we have, in the packet today, we have the draft from what we did last month of the whereases. This should reflect the work that we did last month. Does the legislature want to review it before we continue on? Or are we fine with the way it is?
I have a couple of just typos, type of things. Do you want to do that?
Let's do that.
It's the next to the last whereas. And one part of this is not just a typo, but it should be Ashokan Rail Trail. And the whereas reads, whereas the current rail permittee does not currently connect with the Ashokan Rail Trail. I think that we might want that to be whereas the current rail permit does not allow a rail connection, because it's not just about this particular permittee.
Is that okay with everyone? Okay. Okay, one thing I want to talk about today was we have basically been discussing three options in the past. We've been discussing rail only, trail only, and rail with trail. I'd like to actually discuss a possible fourth option, and that is a system or a scenario where we extend the CMRR, the rail part of it, across 28A. To the property owned by Ulster County. And at that property, at that parcel, we would build a depot, essentially, for that. And then the Ashokan Rail Trail would extend from where it is now down to that same parcel. So it would have, at that one parcel, a combination of rail and trail connecting the rail with the Ashokan Rail Trail. And the reason I thought about this was it seems to give what's been asked for, which is the connection between the rail line and the Ashokan. It seems to take away the complexity of attempting to do both rail and trail along the undesignated corridor. It seems that the cost to do the conversion from what it is now to what it will be in the future is easily calculated. We'll know exactly how much of it has to be converted to trail, and how much the rail depot would cost, and how much of that track needs to be modified. And I just wanted to throw that out there and get some people's thoughts on that. What they, you know, anything they think about that idea.
This is a proposal that has previously come from the CMRR, as I recall. The section of 20 of the corridor just west of 28A is widens out at that point, and there is a side road. So, thank you. This is a. The CMRR's proposal, Stony Hollow Station. This is near the area, I believe, where the Madden House is on the county's, one of the county's two parcels there, I think.
There's actually two parcels there. It's a parcel that has where you see the parking lot. That's our parcel. And then there are two parcels. One has a Madden House. I think it's a double parcel for the Madden House. And then surrounding that is New York State forest land. So that gives us, you know, there's a significant size parcel or set of parcels there that we could use.
Do we have any idea of budget and who would be supporting what financially?
I don't know. I'm thinking it's possible that the PPRAP grants could be relocated to this. I haven't checked that out, obviously, because this is a fairly new idea. And then as far as the other parts of it, I did have a chance to talk to members of the executive team, and they would be willing to put money into this project.
I'll just share it. I like this plan. It seems like a good compromise. You know, I've been thinking a lot and actually receiving calls from my constituents regarding trail connectivity. And, you know, that's definitely going to be a priority for me, being able to connect my district to the trail network. It seems like this would do that. It seems like a scenario where the Catskill Mountain Railroad can continue and even expand doing what they're doing, which we've definitely heard a lot of very strong support for them to be able to continue doing what they're doing and all the success that they're having with, you know, with that section of corridor, to be able to continue that. And being able to meet these, I mean, it sounds like it would meet a lot of the goals in terms of being able to meet the trail and the train, and to have a site where something can be developed as a destination. So this certainly checks my boxes.
I mean, in my opinion, we only have three alternates. I don't think anybody wants to go ahead with rail only. There's an awful lot of people in favor of the trail or rail with trail to get a trail. I am very happy to see that someone brought the right-of-way maps and put them up in the back here, because there's been a misconception all along that this is a narrow corridor. I scaled it earlier today. I think the narrowest right-of-way we have is about 60 or 70 feet, and it goes all the way up to almost 200 feet, especially at Beesmer Road. It's probably the widest at Beesmer Road. And, you know, last month we talked about, well, you need a bridge, you can't put a bridge, you can't do this, you can't do that. We own 200 feet of right-of-way, so we certainly could ramp down the trail, put it at road grade so we don't have a large expense for another bridge, and then ramp it back up. I mean, there's one or two cars an hour that travel that. It's a lot less than some of the other crossings we currently have. Then there's other misconceptions about what you can and can't do. I attended the public hearing for the Beacon Hopewell Rail Trail. It's 13 miles long along a piece of the MTA, abandoned railroad, and has similar features and similar problems that we do here. And the consultant they have is Bartlett LaJudice, which is also has been our consultant for the Ashokan Rail Trail and the two segments that are up by High Mount. And some of the innovative things they were talking about for the Beacon Hopewell Trail would work very well here, and they're relatively less expensive than a lot of the alternates and the estimates we've been getting. We should avail ourselves with that kind of information. I've asked several times of this committee that I get, because all of the estimates I look at are estimates drawn up by other engineering firms, and they're based on what I'm not sure. But we have currently projects going on. We built the Ashokan Rail Trail. I've asked for those cost estimates so that I can make a good comparison with trail, with railroad trail, with Ulster County current numbers, and I've asked for 5-6 months now, and I'm not getting it. I've asked the committee for those numbers, and I haven't seen them. I would like to be able to make an educated estimate as to what the alternatives are, because I mean, they're all over the board. You look at some of these estimates, it's $14 or $15 million for trail only. It's $18 million rail with trail, and those numbers include excavation and all of these other things that we won't have to spend a lot of money on if it is rail with trail, because there's no reason for the taxpayers of this county to pay for railroad improvements. There's no reason for this county to pay for railroad improvements. They have to do that all on their own. So if you deduct out the work that they're going to do and then do an estimate as to what it would cost to put the trail in alongside of it, I believe the estimate is going to be greatly below $14 million to build the trail alone. So it's feasible. Our engineer that we've used at least three times to design our rail trails are doing it in Dutchess County, and we are just seems like in a quandary, in a fog, going around and around without having good numbers. And they're there. We can get them. I've asked for them. I don't know where they are. I haven't seen them.
Yeah, we have numbers that were provided by GPI, and then we have numbers that were provided by someone working for the Casco Mountain Railroad. And the numbers for the other trail projects in Ulster County are relevant, but I don't think we're going to be determinative because they're different sites. To talk about the width of the right-of-way is one thing, but when you have a rock cut that runs through a wide right-of-way, that wide right-of-way doesn't help you stay on that course. So what I see here is to have a rail and trail interconnect that the CMRR itself has requested, to move the trailhead or station stop away from the very complicated intersection at Basin Road, which is safety concerns that we even haven't started to address, and is very close, within, I think, a tenth of a mile of an existing trailhead. So it's not as valuable as a location. In addition, this starts to be rail with trail, both at this site and potentially going east, where the rail with trail problems are a little bit more like Dutchess County. That's a double track corridor that they have over there, and it's also quite flat and very wide in terms of topography and structures, not just in terms of right of way. So it's not as apples to apples, I think, as you're wanting to portray. So the CMRR is doing very well with going to 8.33. They've had year-over-year increases in their ridership that they report. So they've been doing well with what they have. This would give them with this other thing that they said that they want, which is a stop and a place to let people get off and get back on, and a trail interconnect, which is also what they want. But they're asking for it at a site they identified and went forward with without any cooperation from Ulster County. This is now coming through this committee as a collaborative, potentially collaborative project where we say, yeah, you've told us what you need. The trail folks are telling us what they need through the rock cut and past the wetlands. And we can have that kind of interconnect, but we just have it further east than the parcel that would be under CMR's management, and that we haven't even begun to talk about the zoning there and how it would relate to Ulster County policy and interactions. From the time of Ken Rock and the original Rails with Trails committee, the original UND committee, there's been a push to have what the corridor is doing and the infrastructure related to it under county ownership if possible, and management for sure. This would give us that. And because there's state land adjacent to it, there might even be a potential for a land swap, because the Constitution was amended several years ago to allow for municipalities to request some state forest land for putting in a well or putting in trails was specifically mentioned. So, you know, from the time I saw these parcels identified at our last meeting, I was intrigued by this potential site. It would need to be done somewhat like what the CMRR is portraying here. You couldn't have a direct, you have to connect into 28A through a mechanism that would be safe. Probably there with, I guess it's called Haver Road, where that road comes in, you could have your intersection directly across from that. And that's what this drawing shows. So I don't see how you lose from what has been proposed from all the stakeholders so far.
Okay. This proposal, this latest proposal, is going to cost the county money. I don't know how much. We can maybe can get it funded through some grant. We don't know. The other proposal to put this connection up at by Zena Road is going to be built by a private landowner and not cost the county a nickel. So we don't have to spend any money if it goes up there. The other misconception that keeps getting bounced around is a majority of this from 8.33 to 10.1 is designed as a double track right away. The only places it's been narrowed down is through the rock cuts and over the large fill. We have this misconception that the rail has to stay where it is, down through the middle. When they built the double track right away, they did put the track down through the middle. If we went to a plan where it was rail with trail, the railroad would be responsible to move that track over, and they can move it over, I believe, I don't know, I heard 13 feet. I don't know if that's true or not, but there's plenty of right-of-way to do that, and they're prepared to do the rock excavation in order to move their railroad over, which then gives us the room necessary to build the trail with the offsets and the shoulders that are required by ash tow. And that would be all, that cost would all be borne by the railroad, not costing the county taxpayers any money at all. I know we all want trail. I don't understand why we need to pay the expensive route of putting a trail only when we have the mechanisms to have the Catskill Mountain Railroad bore the cost of the rock excavation, moving the track over, putting new ties in, whatever they need to do, and then it opens up that whole area to the east for the trail portion.
So the idea that the rail organization builds the trail is one that appeals to the rail organization.
I never said that. They're not going to build the trail. They're going to open up the area for the trail to be built.
All right, so if I can finish my thought.
Okay.
So you're talking about them doing rail construction and fill and new ties. All of that is acceptable to the rail organization. But that's not part of the vision of the trail organizations, as I understand it, especially, and for me personally, the ties, which are creosote-soaked ties. That is not something that I want being put in, replaced, and even dragged around by not a licensed engineering group. We had very strict protocols that we complied with to remove the creosote ties at the Ashokan Reservoir. Now that is directly adjacent to the drinking water supply of New York City. but there are several streams that run through the undesignated section and that are at risk, as well as these wetlands. In addition, you're saying there'd be $0 for the rail organization to do this work, but then the parcels there would be rented out to a private company and a private property owner. So if they get unhappy with what's happening on the trail or some policy that Ulster County decides it needs, they now can throttle the trail at their whatever whim they have. It's not a good relationship to have a county property and a county asset under private business control.
When would the county lose control of their easement?
The county,
no private
county
person can do that.
The concern I have has already manifested. We are receiving threatening, we the Ulster County are receiving threatening letters from the Castle Mountain Railroad about keeping them out of the easement that they don't even have a policy to get them to yet. I'm not, you know, just reaching for something way out, you know, and hard to imagine. It's actually in some form already happening. And every section of the railroad's operations from the Hannaford Plaza to where they now exit has had some complaint about it. So why would we enter into a situation where we have the parcel they identified with, you know, on their own, and that they, you know, want to develop in the way they've proposed, and then somehow we fit around that, rather than something else that they proposed that is better from the perspective of giving us control of these features on our own property? Then if we have a problem, the county is the one who gets to say, we've got, here's what's going to happen. This concern goes back to the time of Ken Ronk, that once you have a single entity that owns an essential or a highly desirable feature of your amenity, how do you then not award them the permit? Right now we go through a permit process every 5 years. Other companies can bid on those permits. But if the trailhead that line is going to is operated by CMRR, then how does Rail Explorers even bid on this if they wanted to? Because CMRR can tell them, no, you can't use our site. It gets to be pretty complicated, and it's not, in my view, it's not best practices.
I don't understand the premise, because CMRR is not building anything up where Zena Road is.
Do you mean basically?
It's a private individual who wants to develop his own property. And the county doesn't have the rights to tell that property owner they can or cannot do what is allowed by zoning in that town. So I don't know how Catskill Mountain Railroad would have jurisdiction over a private person, as well as the county cannot have jurisdiction over a private individual who wants to develop his property. So you're right. You're not comparing apples to apples or oranges to oranges. It's really sad where probably a great economic development achievement could become a destination for our county, and it just keeps getting negative and negative and negative because they don't like rail. I personally just don't understand it. It's not that I love rail. It's not that I love trail. I'm looking at the economics of it. If you connect the Ashokan Rail Trail with rail width trail through this corridor, would be a huge economic boon to the county. All of the adjacent towns that this goes through have already passed favorable resolutions to have rail with trail. I don't know why we keep going down the road of being negative towards something that would be great for the county. It's feasible. I wish I could get the numbers, because the numbers don't lie. Conjecture can be all over the map on personal opinion and agendas, but we need to look at facts, we need to look at the costs, and we should leave the personal agendas outside the room.
I'm really having a hard time with this personal agenda thing, right? I'm hearing, and part of my issue with giving control over the process of building a trail or the process of widening the rock corridor to a private organization is this private organization is sending letters disparaging legislators, disparaging this whole process. They've already applied for a grant that they didn't have authority to apply for. Like, it's, you know, if we're talking about trail, I hear beautiful stories, or rail. We're talking about rail. I hear beautiful stories about rail. When I look at the letters and the communication from this specific organization, I see things that make me feel like I don't trust them, right? And I don't know what the personal interest we're accusing people of having is. My priority is getting my district connected with the trail network, right? So I've been elected to advocate for my district. That's what I am doing, okay? I don't understand this question of personal interest. It doesn't make sense to me.
And rail with trail would get you there.
Don't go back and forth.
So I just explained why I'm not comfortable with that.
A couple other things I want to just point out. So we don't have exact numbers, and we'll never probably get exact numbers what it takes to do the conversion, because if a project is going to be changing every month, given tariffs, given inflation, given everything that goes on, I understand that. But what we do know is converting an existing path from rail to trail is going to be less money than doing the same thing with two rock cuts, with a fill, with a bridge, or a ramp. It's going to be cheaper to convert it than it is to do both. That's clear. You can't do both for less money than you can do one.
It's not true.
Let me finish.
Well, I want to correct you that the numbers I'm looking for are not this, that, and the other thing. It's the numbers that we've already gotten through contracts to build the three segments that we are building.
Fine. So the other part of this is that the construction at Basin Road was to be constructed under PPRAP grants. It was being paid for by New York State DOT. And that could potentially be transferred to this, to be paid for by New York State DOT. I think all it would take would be a letter from our executive team to say, would you please, a letter of support to convert, just to transfer from Basin Road to this place here. So that would take care of the cost. I have something else, but I lost it. So.
The thing that I would like to say that I disagree with, I won't say it's correcting, but I have a different perspective, is that the CMRR would not be in charge of this. They have a long-term lease with a private property owner, and so they have the ability to exert influence through that. But I will take your point to the extent of saying, then we would have the same situation with this private property owner that we currently have no relationship with. So how do we know what that person wants, what they will accept? We are now negotiating with a private entity, in fact two private entities, rather than working on a parcel or a couple of parcels in the corridor which we own. In addition, not all the adjacent towns have passed supportive resolutions for a package that I think included this diagram. What the town of Woodstock has withheld its decision until it got more information about what might actually be done. So those other resolutions, which date back a couple of years, might refer to this, might refer to something else. I think the only reason not to support this would be if you believe that having a station stop closer to the Ashokan Reservoir is better for the rail. And that there might be some slight benefit, just kind of the aura of, you know, we're near it. But you can't see it. You would have to walk a fair distance to get to a point where you can see it. And this is not that much further. So all this is the same type of project moved, how much?
A mile and a half eastward.
And put on county property. It allows the rail with trail. It starts out as a rail with trail interconnect. So it seems to me to be a good compromise that gives the stakeholders who have put forward what they need, all of those pieces are very close together with this configuration. And to say that it's going to cost more to do it this way doesn't seem likely to me on the grounds that Chair Collins expressed. I don't know of any scenario except basically let the CMRR go do whatever they want without any oversight and not, you know, I personally believe that the county should hire professional engineering staff to do all of this, even if it does cost us more. And we came to that when we were talking about the liability that we will have for whatever is done. And I thought we had consensus that it would be a professional engineering project. So, yes, that will be higher numbers than the we will do it with our volunteers or staff and our own equipment. But I don't feel comfortable to hire the CMRR to do this project.
Through their permit, they're allowed to do maintenance work, they're allowed to pick up their rails, re-ballast, put new ties, all of those good things. If they were given the opportunity to move through this corridor, they would do the excavation of the rock to move their rail to the west at their cost. It doesn't cost the county anything. And they're still operating under the same permit. So the county still oversees what they do and how they do it because it's county land. The only difference is they are doing the work, not our paid contractor we will hire to build a trail. You excavate the rock to move the rail. That becomes material that can be used to build the trail, saving the county the money of the excavation and saving the county the money to buy the fill to bring it in to create the fill. There are several locations in this corridor where that rock could be deposited for future use. And if that were allowed to happen, and at the outcome of our legislative resolution were to go that way, that work would start. We could hire a engineer to design that section of trail, much like we've done for the three sections we're doing at the one we completed, two we're doing right now. And that work could start as soon as the county had the money to do the trail portion. But all of the rail portion, excavation of rock, depositing the rock fill for the county's use, the oversight of the county on what work they do is all done not at taxpayer cost. It's done at the cost of the railroad.
I think one of the things that has not been covered in that discussion, whether I agree with it or not, is the fill area over the wetlands. That in the numbers given to us by CMRR, from Stone by CMRR, is I believe $850,000. That was last year. It's $1 million plus project now to do that bridge that you're talking about if we did that. So that's an additional $1 million that we would not have to spend with this project. That's taxpayer money. And
agreed. And the $6 million of excavation and fill that the county would not have to pay for, I believe would offset that $1 million.
So the permit that the CMRR currently has is for a section of the corridor that was determined by the prior committee 10 years ago, to be unproblematic. So yes, they are allowed to do things under their existing permit, but this section was expressly not added to that because it would have required different oversight if they were going to be doing some of these kinds of activities. Rock excavation, cut and fill, these are things that in a wetland area and near a narrow rock cut corridor need to be done by professionals. And I live out in Shandaken. This exact company has had more than 30 years of leases and permits where they were supposed to maintain the corridor as their main obligation under the contract. And with very similar equipment and structure that they have now, and it has been a mess. We have sections of the corridor that are in the stream. Now, it's difficult. The corridor runs near the stream. But the way that you handle runoff is part of that corridor construction that you're talking about. So you don't want to have your professional trail builder come in and have to put a trail on top of something that's been created by amateurs. Trained amateurs, I'll get you. What they do on solid ground seems to work. But where I live, we do not see the same kind of care for the corridor construction and maintenance that you would need to have to make this an investment. And really, that investment goes back to whatever runs through that rough cut in the future. There are many places where the trail construction in a certain period of time has allowed for later rail use, whereas if it weren't well maintained, well constructed and well maintained, you would not be able to have that later. So it seems that this proposal gets the CMRR something that it saw as valuable until it thought it could get something better. And I understand advocacy for the best thing you can get, but I think our job is to look at, can we get enough of what each of the stakeholders need at a price we can afford?
I think we're going to go back and forth a lot here. I don't know if we...
No, I just wanted to make a statement. I agree wholeheartedly. We want it done right. The county owns this right away, and the county can stipulate to whomever that they have to hire an engineer, they have to have detailed plans by a professional engineer, and overseen by a professional engineer, so we do not have fly-by-night going on. And we can require the CMRR to do that if they want to go forward with that proposal. So you're right, we don't have a bunch of amateurs out there doing it. We need engineers out there overseeing it. And I agree, and for relatively few dollars compared to the other alternate, you can have that done by professionals.
I think we're going back and forth, but I do would like, I'd like to get a sense of where this committee is going with this idea. Does it make sense to have a vote on? I think there's strong thoughts here. I think that there's ideas here. If we can come to so just to be really clear, we're not the final decisions here, right? We all know we're not the final decisions here. Whatever we do is a recommendation that goes to the legislative body. It'll go to the Housing and Transportation Subcommittee first, and it'll go back to the full session second. So any recommendation we make here is not written in stone. But if we do recommendation now, we can start moving it through the legislative process. And I feel like we are, other than one voice, kind of coalescing on an idea. So I just want to get a sense if that's the case or not.
So if we did like move that forward, like my hope is that this plan would have a more, like, you know, you mentioned that the county executive's office is interested in figuring out if this would be, like, would we be able to then have an actual, like, full proposal? Like, if we advanced that, would we then, when it came back to the subcommittee, to the committee, right, to the actual committee, that would review a resolution, would it come with a plan that would be a county plan? Because one of the things that I find appealing about this is the county having more of a leadership role in this whole project. That's a priority for me. And so if that meant that, if advancing that meant that we would then have a county proposal that would outline that project when it came back to us as a committee, or the folks that are on that committee, then I would support that. Is that the sense that you have from your
conversation? That's the sense I have with the conversation, yeah.
And just for clarification on that, it seems like there might be two ways that could happen. One would be through this outreach for the PPRAP grant monies, which would be great, or the county funding something for this, which would be relatively modest, I would think. This site, to my eye, not a trained engineer, but this site...
That's evident.
That's not appropriate.
Sorry.
This site is flat on the topography that I can see on the parcel viewer, and it's relatively wide, and it has an uncomplicated intersection where there's 28A coming off of 28 instead of an interconnect that would have to be on 28 or on Basin Road, Zena Road. They, I guess, they're across from each other there. Basin Road is on the side where this where these parcels are. So all those features make me think that we might be able to get something a little more developed than this sketch, either from the PPRAP money or from an investment that would, to my mind, make sense.
I also think this is a start, right? Like, this is getting us on track. You're welcome. to expansion, right? And we know that in... I'm going to try to come up with a pun for you guys.
Go for it.
I'm going to try to get there. We know that coming down the road, that Basin Road is going to go offline. We know that there's going to be some other projects coming up in the near future. So this plan feels like it's something that's doable right now, that expands the corridor, that gives us a little bit more trail and rail. And we don't know what's going on with federal money in the next 4 years. We don't know what type of grants are going to be coming down the pike or not coming down the pike. So in my mind, this feels like something that's doable right now that satisfies both groups. And then it buys us some more time to figure out in the future if there is further room for expansion.
Once you rip up at the rail, you're not going to put it back. It sounds like you're looking to vote on this, probably tonight. But just like I've said several times in session, even as recently as this past Tuesday, our legislature has a disease, and this is a symptom of it. We do half-baked things. We shoot from the hip, we do it right away, and then months later, we come back and say, oh, Jesus, why did we do that? Let's put in a resolution to negate the resolution we put in 2 months ago, and let's put in a better resolution. I think as a community, as a legislature, we need to start doing things better. I think we need to complete things. I think we need to have all information in order to make a good judgment. Unfortunately, this legislature doesn't do that. We take some information, we run with it, whether it's right or wrong, and there's been many misconceptions I've seen in this committee also. It's just sad. It's just sad. We just got to kick the can down the road, do it wrong, correct it later on. I need the figures of the last three contracts that we're doing presently. I mean, the Shokan Rail numbers and the two up at High Mount that is, you know, under construction or going to be the next phase that we're going to put a resolution in to pay for. And I want to know what those numbers are, too. I don't want to vote on a phase two without knowing how much it's going to cost. And I voted no on a couple of resolutions this past Tuesday because the financial implication was TBD, to be determined. I can't run my household budget on to be determined. There's no one in this room who can. We need to get some hard numbers, some hard facts. If you please give me the numbers, I'd love to go through them. It is my background. I am a licensed professional engineer. And I know my opinion might not hold as well in this committee, but it does where I work. I would say not to call a vote tonight. Get me the numbers. I'd be more than happy to go through them and work up some comparisons so we can make an informed decision and not shoot from the hip.
I just want to use the analogy from legislators, but we are not, this committee is not chartered with making a baked pie. We're chartered with making a recommendation to the full legislature, which will bake the pie, using a bad analogy, but we need to make a recommendation, and we should make a recommendation as quickly as possible, in my opinion at this point, because that will allow us to investigate and to deep dive into this, and understand exactly what the implications are, and to get the executive team on board and ask them for the information that we need from them to see if this can work out. Clearly, our vote is to recommend a plan. Our vote is not to implement a plan. That is the legislature as a whole to do. So I think if we move it forward now, we can start getting those things, start lining things up, start making sure that this works out. And if it doesn't work out, we do investigate, doesn't work out, we'll come back again. But I think at this point, if we do this recommendation, we'll be able to move forward more quickly.
And where I work, we give the best recommendations we possibly can. If we give half-baked recommendations, we don't do business. Engineers don't operate like that. You always go with your best foot forward, the best recommendation you can make. Not, let's make a recommendation, let somebody else worry about what our recommendation is. That's kicking the can. It's not the way to do business. It's not the way this committee should operate.
I just want to point out that this is, you know, this committee doesn't have, you know, there's not like an executive, it's not an executive person that's like assigned to it the same way that all of the other committees are, because there's specific subject matter that, you know, originates from there, and they submit resolutions. So one of the opportunities of advancing something out of this committee is to bring it to a full committee that actually has executive staff, something that the planning department would be involved with, to actually weigh in on these things. Like, the questions that you're asking about these you know, costs. This is not like something that legislative Collins has and isn't giving up. This is information that we would need to get from the county executive. You could get that information. I could get that information, right? If they were here, we could ask them to get it. If they were giving us a proposal, which is what I would like, then they would be bringing it to us, right? So there's nothing stopping you from asking them for it. Our office doesn't even have it. Even if you asked our office to get it, they would have to then ask the county executive team for those contracts. So if, you know, the process for getting access to that information could either be you asking for it, right? Or it could be us getting the county executive team involved in this and having a fully baked plan, right? As we advance, this is going to take shape as it moves through the process.
I would love to say I had enough juice to do that.
I think I'm next in line.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Is that correct?
Yes, you are correct.
Thank you. I don't feel like we have to rush to go forward. I'm okay with looking at this longer, but I don't see the value in it because of this. The studies that you're talking about are online. You could have, sometime from the time you raised this question, gone and looked at those three studies. I think the figures are present in all of them. But I don't consider them directly relevant. So I'm not interested in having them. But you are, and that matters to me. Maybe we could ask our fiscal analyst to pull them out. And would that change anything? For me, it would not, because the economics of the differences between these options is not what's driving me. What's driving me is having site control in the hands of the county, having a trail that connect and trail connect into Kingston and a trail connect to the Ashokan Reservoir that is valuable, whereas the site right up at Basin Road is just not attractive. It doesn't get anything for trail. This site does, because now you're going down past those wetlands, through that rock cut, things that trail users consider to be attractive. We understand that that those may not be as attractive to train users. That would be for train users to say. But this is better, so that even if it is more expensive, it would be worth it, in my view. And a large part of the cost savings that you're anticipating are through a mechanism that I don't think is reasonable. To say that we'll hire a professional consultant that'll then manage the CMRR's use of what they want to do is still not where I think we should be with a county investment on a county-owned asset. So the most pressure to move forward quickly that I've heard has come from the CMRR. That has happened on multiple occasions. So I thought there was some benefit, perhaps in terms of reeling in those PFRAP funds before they disappear. But if you would rather, you know, let's do our due diligence on all of the sites. Let's go look at the FAI parcels and, you know, investigate the zoning on those, investigate, you know, a lot of development that would need to take place for us to understand what that would be. We could work on this for another, we could extend the term of the committee and work on it for another couple of years. And it would be fine with me. Because I think that as long as we don't do the wrong thing in this section, we're in good shape. But how this proposal, which came from the CMRR, and that serves the trail very nicely, is the wrong thing, just is eluding me here.
I just want to get a sense. Do we want to decide this tonight or not?
Was I next?
Yeah. Good.
Thank you. I don't think any of my constituents don't care about the cost. And I certainly vote against almost every resolution that says to be determined. I would like to know the cost between all the alternates. I think that's a reasonable, prudent, fiscally responsible thing to come up with those costs. And yes, we don't have to pick the cheapest alternate, But we should pick the best alternate, the best for the constituents of all the county. So I would still like to see those numbers. And I want the whole committee to get the numbers. I could go get them. I've got spreadsheets here. I've got spreadsheets of numbers that you don't have. But you need to get those numbers for yourself so that you can make the comparison and make a good judged decision.
Just one point out, this is not a resolution that we're voting on here. We're voting on going to do the work to build a resolution, which we'll then vote on.
So just clarification on that. So in your vision, this would go to the Health and Transportation Committee, and then it would be developed as a resolution with supporting information, documentation, such as this fiscal information and other information that might seem relevant in terms of review by the Traffic Safety Board or whatever else would think we would want for whatever site we might be considering. Is that...
That's correct, and that's the process. Now, this, again, this is not a resolution. This is a recommendation to from us that will then go into developing a resolution, which will have numbers and will have the details that we're looking for. Mm-hmm. And so I still think that, to me, taking that next step is where we're at. I'm gonna go over here because they haven't spoken so much.
Yeah. I don't want to keep kicking the can down the trail, so I would
like... He did it.
I did it! Yay! Great. I'll be here all week. I would like to vote on making a recommendation.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Is there a second? Was that a second?
No, I'm next in line to speak, and I would just like to speak before we do a vote.
I believe, and I'm not totally up on our process, that once the motion's been made...
But there is no second.
I have to call for a second.
I would second that, but I don't want to stifle conversation.
Okay, fine.
I'll make the motion again.
I don't believe that if we make a vote and we recommend that it's trail only, that the next step is going to look at anything else other than trail only. Because if that in fact was true, why do we exist? We are here to make a recommendation to them. And if our recommendation is going to be vetted in another committee, why do we spend all this time? They're going to take our recommendation and move forward with it. And if our recommendation is with trail only, that's all they're going to look at. If it's with rail, with trail, if our recommendation was rail only, I don't think they would do anything other than move it to a resolution to the floor. That's why this committee exists, is to vet that out for a recommendation. But if our recommendation is going to be vetted through the next committee as to whether it was the right recommendation or not, there was no reason for us to have all these meetings.
Our recommendation will not stay trail only. Our recommendation will come up with a mile post in Stony Hollow that says to the west of that trail, to the east of that rail plus trail. That will be the recommendation. So we'll come up with an exact mile post. I think it would probably be the end of the property that we own. That's just a guess. We just have to make sure that it's far enough into or off of Route 28A so that the entire county can get off of Route 28A. So we have to understand where it is. But that's what we're not going to just say rail or trail only. That definitely is not what we're talking about here.
I just want to say, like, my comfort level with voting on something tonight or voting on it at a different time is kind of predicated on the notion that we're going to get a proposal that extends both the trail and the area that Castle Mountain Railroad can operate, right? I do share a concern that if we're not clear about what we do, that Legislator Litz is correct, that we won't get the full package that we're looking for. We've heard a lot of testimony in this committee about the value of the train, about the value of what Catskill Mountain Railroad offers the community, and I don't want to lose sight of that. So while I would second that resolution, or that motion for a recommendation, I do share the concern that Legislator Litz has voiced, because I don't think anything that we propose from this committee or that gets fleshed out in another committee is going to get 13 votes from the body if it doesn't take into account all of these factors. So if this is us building momentum that gets the county executive's team involved with a proposal that they can back that is good for the rail, that is good for the trail, that saves taxpayers money, that might preserve some of the grant that they received, I want to know that that's what's actually building momentum. So in a way, I'm putting some trust in folks that have had those conversations. If that means waiting one more meeting where we can have more of a definitive word from the county executive's team that they're going to actually put that proposal together, because remember, we don't have planning staff in the legislative office. And so we're fortunate to have an engineer on the legislature, but you know, that ultimately, I want this to be a county project. I want it to be a county project that benefits the train, that benefits the trail, and I want to make sure that's the momentum that we're building. So I'm putting a little bit of trust out there, and I'm willing to wait a little bit longer if we can build that in more of a holistic way.
What would lean me towards going ahead is not that we kick the can or turf this to somebody else, but I do believe that in committee with a recommendation for this is what we'd like to see, that we could either use county money or the PFRAP money and get a much clearer picture of what this particular concept would bring us. And then that is where we would have, I think, the choice then of the committee to recommend that this go to the full legislature and we move forward, or that some problem that we didn't anticipate has now been revealed and we come back. But I was not being facetious in saying that if we don't do it this way, then I do want us to really hunker down and look at all the problem areas of what the alternative proposals are here, because they're very problematic in my view. And this solves a lot of those problems, at least on paper.
And that, again, I want us just to reiterate that if we do anything today, the recommendation today, it will be very specific. We'll say rail and trail to the west property line of the county parcel, would identify that parcel, or a sufficient length to allow the train to completely transit over 28A, whichever one is further.
The train in its longest usual configuration.
And that would be, a mandate, really, of rail and trail on that parcel. And then we'd continue the resolution, say, the trail from the end of whatever that is, and we'd find a milepost to make sure that we all have that resolution down, trail to the Ashokan. So it's not, the resolution's not this picture. The resolution's the words that this picture represents.
As I'm thinking about this more, I'm realizing that this recommendation is also a recommendation to the county executive's office, mm-hmm. right? That they would come back to us with a proposal for this scenario that we're describing. So, if I'm wrong,
I don't think that the county executive would take this as a mandate or should take this as a mandate until the committee looks at it and the legislature votes for it. I think that we could ask them to help us do a feasibility analysis on this, but that's where I'm sort of in between the let's wait and get more information and let's move ahead, because I think that what could happen in committee is that the things that I've said I assume here that committee could try to nail down through some consultants that would be hired one way or the other to answer these questions. I have seen this site and walked it, and I have seen the FAI site and walked it, and this is much flatter today than the FAI site. How much it would cost to make that other site usable for this, I don't know. That the this area here, I imagine to be zoned in a way that would allow this much more easily than the FAI site. It's in the town of Kingston, I believe. So I know the town of Kingston zoning quite well, and it's very permissive. Very much the opposite of the town of Woodstock zoning. So all of the features, other than the exact dollars that we might estimate, and it would still be an estimate of the difference in cost between these two projects, really point in the direction of this as a compromise that preserves a lot of the stakeholders' requests, goals.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I would like, as a legislator for the town of Kingston, a brief adjournment to be able to talk to the town board and see their views on this proposal. I would also make a suggestion that when we do vote, I would like a formal written resolution of this committee. I understand that our decision goes before the Housing Committee and then the full legislature, but I would feel more comfortable if I had a formal resolution to vote on. And I do appreciate the attempt at a compromise with the Stillian Hollow Station. I think it's a step in the right direction. I'm not comfortable voting on it tonight, though.
I hear that, and I understand that, and I can agree with that. So I'm more than happy to adjourn this meeting with that goal to allow people to think about this, to investigate whether municipalities. We do have this room reserved next Thursday if we want it.
I can't be here next Thursday, but I think we should do it for a month. What?
I can't either.
Okay. So I think a month, because then we could get more information from the exec's office and crunch the numbers, and that gives you more time to talk to the town of Kingston. And I'm sure we'll be getting some feedback from folks in the audience. So,
should we also ask someone to talk to the town of Woodstock?
I guess that's my job.
I think if we're trying to compare the two sites, some indication that we may not get an advisory opinion from anyone in either municipality. The zoning officers don't like to do that.
I have taken deep dives into Woodstock zoning code, so I am quite familiar with it, and I have very serious doubts that parcel in Woodstock would have to go through a ZBA. We definitely need a variance because it's not allowed usage now in that particular zone. Okay, looks like we have a meeting date possibly April 24th. So I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Before you do that, the minutes.
Thank you. That's the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, now.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Is there a second?
Second.
All discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.